There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition. We have our technical genius with us right now. I've got to tell you, this guy is very, very accurate. I don't understand how you can look at these markets. Avi Gilbert is who we're talking to. Avi, I don't understand how you can look at markets without, you know, taking some fundamentally emotional factors into consideration, but you use strictly technicals, and man, you're spot on.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate it.
That's true. I hate to say it, but it's true, you know? I don't hate to say it. That's great.
Well, I mean, last week, we were looking for a high on Monday, and then to come right back down to the lows again, that 2065 region, and we stopped right there, and right back up again. So it's been working out relatively well.
Now, Avi, where do you think this market is going? At the beginning of this week, a lot of people were saying, you know, this could be the start of the fall in the markets. And on Friday, we did manage to take back a large amount of those drops. But the fact of the matter is, it's not showing that much strength, is it?
You know, yesterday we actually got long down at near the lows. Actually, we were looking for those lows, and as long as that 2060, I was noting a 2061 region. As long as that held for us, we started looking up. And yesterday we actually closed the day with the setup where we were looking up for 25 points today, and we've even exceeded that. So it's been a good start to a possible next uptrend towards the 2200 region that we've been looking for. I cannot say that we're not going to see another swing down before it. From an Elliott wave perspective, I need to see a full 5 waves up off the lows we struck this past week to make me believe we are on our path now to 2200 within the next month or two. As we're speaking right now, we're just completing 3 waves up this week, which means I'm going to need to see a high-level consolidation early next week with another higher high to be made up near the all-time highs in the market. You know, my guesstimate would be by Tuesday or so. However, if we are unable to hold the 2100 region and we break back down below the 2100 region before making that higher high, we can easily go back down, retest the lows, and maybe even make a little bit lower lows. That's going to have to be determined next week. Until I hit 5 waves up, I am not getting uber bullish.
So, Avi, I know that the conventional markets have kind of been going to the beat of their own drum, but in terms of relationships to the U.S. dollar, do you think that the dollar is playing an important role with the market's ability to stay up there?
Well, you know, oddly enough, it's almost like the dollar is working in lockstep with the market from a pattern standpoint. I'm still expecting higher highs in the dollar. I'm expecting Dixie to hit at least 103.50 later this year, potentially even 106. We could see a 106 handle even before a bigger consolidation. But I'm definitely expecting higher in the Dixie, and I'm also expecting higher in the markets. The question is, how much more whipsaw are we going to be facing in both before those levels are hit? So I can easily see both rising together. In fact, if you're honest about it and go back to look, the dollar hit its low in 2008. The market hit its low in 2009. They've both been in a major uptrend since their relative lows. I see no reason why that's not going to continue.
Which is very true, Avi, that the dollar did hit its low back in 2008, and now we have all the conventional markets and the dollar continuing to rise. Let's switch over a little bit to the precious metals right now. and chat about where you see the metals moving in the next, let's go short term right now, and then maybe lead it out about 6 months, please.
Well, I pointed to a fractal last weekend that should have gold heading back up and potentially challenging and maybe even exceeding the highs we hit earlier this year. But we're going to have to hold the low that was struck May 1st. As long as the May 1st low is held, then I'm looking at the potential for GLD to hit up potentially another 15 points higher. You could have basically another 150 points higher, effectively. I see that as a real possibility. If we break the prior lows, then the May 1st low, then I'm going to probably turn relatively bearish, and we may be setting up to drop down into my longer-term target region to hit our final lower lows in this market.
Avi, I got a simple question for you that may be unrelated to what you guys are talking about, but we were doing a daily editorial earlier today with Gary Savage, one of our regular contributors, and he made an interesting comment to me. He said, you know, you have to look at the markets today, the conventional markets, as if they are totally unrelated to fundamentals. He said the strength of the economy today has absolutely nothing to do with the way that markets are acting. What's your comment on that?
Well, I'll be very honest about that. I've said ignore fundamentals at any point in time. The market is driven by sentiment. It's not driven by fundamentals. Fundamentals are a lagging indicator to the market. That's why the fundamentals always look best when the markets are at the highs, and they always look worst when the markets are at the lows. Sentiment is what leads market and turns well before fundamentals. Therefore, I've always been of the opinion you ignore fundamentals. It will usually lead you the wrong way.
Now, Avi, let's talk about sentiment. It seems like the sentiment readings we are getting on the conventional markets continue to increase at levels that we're at that are actually very, very high historically. Does this provide you with comfort or a little bit of worry?
Well, I've got to tell you, I think I've seen mixed pictures when it comes to anecdotal sentiment. Some of the sentiments, I can't say they're indicators, but some of the sentiment things that they put out, you know, the AAII and, you know, all these other things that they put out, you know, I don't have a lot of trust in them. What I can tell you is you're going to see sentiment rise significantly once we start heading up to the 2200 region. I'm going to expect that later this year we're going to see sentiment at very, very high levels because I'm expecting the market to be setting us up later this year to begin a 20 to 30% correction. So we're going to have very high sentiment levels to be able to achieve that 20 to 30% correction going into 2016, which is my expectation. However, when you look at some of the anecdotal sentiment as it relates to people's voting with their money, we've seen some of the largest outflows out of ETFs and market funds over the last few months. That's usually not a sign of a top. I mean, some of the outflows we've seen mirror 2009 outflows, and we all know that that was a market bottom. So I'm seeing some very, very different anecdotal sentiment indications right now. But my perspective is I still think we're going to be heading higher this year before we get that 20 to 30% correction.
Interesting comments there, Avi, and I do agree with you that I think we do have another leg up. There are a lot of, I guess, differing factors out there, some pointing to a topping of the market. I'd say more factors point to a topping of the market, but that one ETF outflow that you bring up is a valid point that is not necessarily a sign of a topping, which I also think is just a reason to believe that a lot of the traders are only in the market and there aren't a whole lot of other people throwing their money in there. But that being said, who knows if we will get that 20% decrease, whether it's this year or next year. But when it does happen, people are going to be very aware and very concerned, I think. Avi, always appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with a little roundtable market wrap.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you, Corey, I don't know about you, man, but I think that this week's show has been really absolutely star-studded, don't you?
Yeah, I really liked how we stuck to some of the major topics of what is going on, especially in the markets and a little bit in the economy. So I'm excited to see what comes out of this little roundtable that we have going, too.
I think it's going to be great. I just want to give another thank you to Maren Katusa, Axel Merck, and Rick Rule. Absolutely fascinating people, in my humble opinion, as are the Musketeers here, Dr. Postma and certainly Gary Savage and Chris Temple. Very, very interesting people. Guys, I want to start out the subject on this roundtable, if you don't mind, talking about something that I learned from Gary Savage. You notice I admitted to Gary something I learned from Gary this morning, and that is, you know, you have to realize that the state of the U.S. economy has absolutely nothing to do with the state of the conventional stock market. Man, I should have realized that. I thought I was the smartest guy in the world. Maybe I'm not, Gary. Maybe you are.
Well, I'm going to stick to my guns here. I think the stock market is probably going to continue to churn right around that 51.32 level on the NASDAQ. I don't think we have a lot of upside beyond that. And sometime maybe in June or early July, we're going to get a pretty deep correction, something between 7 to 10, maybe 15%. And that's the point where you want to buy the stock market. But right now, I just don't see a whole lot of upside.
Well, guys, I have to say, for how rough it looked like for the markets when we started off this week, through pretty much until we came to Friday, the markets were looking bad. And then the major move on Friday took back all those losses, and that actually ended this week up. So, Doc, in your eyes, I know that throughout the week we were talking about the weakness out there in the markets, but it did show some real resilience coming back on Friday, did it not?
Yes, it did, Corey, and we've been doing this now for about 3 months, 2 to 3 months, where we've had this tremendous up and down volatility with not much move higher, and I think that's going to continue for a little while. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we move up a little bit first of next week, and then we go right back down again. And because from what I'm looking at technically, this is not necessarily the beginning of another big move, although I must say that we did break out on a closing to a new closing high this week. So next week's going to be interesting, I think, to see which way this market decides to make its next move.
How about you, Mr. T? What do you think?
Well, as I said when we were talking yesterday, Friday, we've had this pattern, like Doc just alluded to, where markets get scared of one thing or another. You get a bunch of people sell. You get a bunch of people put on shorts. Doesn't take everything down too terribly much, and it doesn't last long. And then when there's some reason to breathe a sigh of relief, like with a jobs number that wasn't so good or so bad as to really screw people up as far as their views of what the Fed may or may not do, then that's an excuse to cover short positions and run right back up to the highs. So, you know, I don't look for any significant moves higher for the stock market. I think we're going to continue to churn. I heard a really good comment from one analyst on Friday that said that this market has done a pretty darn good job policing itself to some extent. And notwithstanding Mrs. Yellen's comment this week that she thinks that stocks are a bit overvalued, internally there's been a lot of rotation. And this, as I've suggested for a while, has been a place where if you're a stock picker and if you get into sectors when they're beating up and starting to turn, you can do well, and it won't matter as much what the major averages do.
Well, Gary, you know, we did have a lot of news events this week come out, one being obviously Yellen saying that she thought that stocks were overvalued, and Friday, what a lot of people were attributing to the big move in the stock market, the jobs report. I know that you time your cycles with different news events. Is there anything coming down the road either next week or the week after that you have your eye on?
Well, let me clear that up a little bit. I don't really time it with a news event. Sometimes a news event can be a trigger, but I have noticed that often when a cycle is due to turn, it just seems like there always some kind of event will always pop up to be the trigger. And today, or Friday anyway, I, you know, obviously it was the the jobs report that was the trigger for the stock market to turn up, but it was due to turn up anyway. So if the employment report wasn't the trigger, then something would have been the trigger Tuesday or Wednesday, because it was going to turn up anyway.
I think what you have to consider as an investor right now is, are you in the market to make a huge profit, or are you in the market because you feel that's the best place to attain financial security? I've always felt that financial security in a sector, and remember, we are very diversified, but remember, I've always felt that in one sector of our portfolio, I wanted to be where there was an awful lot of security. You know, in other sectors, those are obviously trading accounts that I've got. But where do you get security right now, Doc?
Well, you get security if you believe that the Federal Reserve is just going to sit on the sideline. And I agree with Gary that that gives you some security as far as being in the stock market. But that doesn't give me security because I know that can change on a dime and that it can escape the clutches of the Fed. It doesn't always work. So that doesn't give me a lot of security when I look around and I look at some of the results coming out in Europe, in China, and in this country. It tells me that there's no growth, and it tells me that we're getting incipient inflation because the last two quarters we've had a drop in the productivity rate, which we haven't seen in a long time, and there's a lessening of the rate over time. And so that doesn't give me a lot of security. And the thing that gives me security, and I know we talk a lot about it on your site, Al, is what gives me security in this time frame is being in a position in precious metals in some of their stocks because they've been so washed out. And being the contrarian I am, I will take positions because I know this too will end. But it doesn't give me security sitting on a market that's been up almost 6.5 years or 6.25 years, and it's extended way beyond most markets. That doesn't give me security.
Chris, we've talked about the stagflation light environment. Can you quickly tell us where you think security would be?
Well, Doc just made much of the case also with that. And he and I, a while back when we did a segment several weeks ago, were talking much about this theme. Ultimately, you have to look as an investor where your security is, and that is the undervalued or relatively better valued segments of the market that aren't already in nosebleed territory. As the markets, which they did in the 70s, realize that stocks generally are too expensive with this economic weakness that Doc just referred to, that the 30 years plus fun really might finally be over in the bond market, where else do you go? You go into stuff. You go into agriculture. You go into food. You go into certain areas of commodities apart from that. That's where your security is going to be longer term. We're not going to get there next week, but that's where things will evolve to.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You pick
of the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with the musketeers. Everybody got their swords sharpened. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the gold market. Just briefly here, I want to say that, you know, in light of the fact that the conventional markets in the U.S. are doing as well as they're doing, one would think the gold would be falling, you know, pretty precipitously, but it's not. I mean, I was watching the gold market today, and it's not falling precipitously at this point. There are folks on the buy side of that particular equation, and I would have to maintain, as we talked earlier, Corey, that I think it's coming from China and Russia, and I think the motive has a little bit to do with partial, as I guess Chris, you and I and Corey talked about this, maybe there is a certain semblance of truth to the fact that we're going to go back to at least a partially backed asset, backed currency. What do you guys think about that? How about you, Doc?
I really do, Al, but I think it's a ways away yet, and I think it's one of the ways that the plutocracy or the elites are looking at things. They know they're in a bind, and they know that there's no easy way out of this, and we're not going to grow our way out of this anymore. I think everybody just about understands that principle, and it's going to get harder going forward. So they're going to have to look at something internationally as far as the next Bretton Woods type of meeting where they get together and start to talk through this, because they know it's coming. It's better if they plan it out than if it's suddenly forced on them. But I think that hard assets will be a percentage of any system they put in place.
No, Doc, I'm on record as saying that I think this type of currency, however asset-based or backed it is still a number of years at least down the road, just because I think that's a long changeover process. That being said, I do see the U.S. dollar dropping in terms of being the one and only world reserve currency. We saw that by the continued development of that BRIC bank that had some news come out earlier this week. Chris, I know you have some comments on this. What do you think about a potential asset-backed and based currency?
I frankly don't see how such a thing would be workable, number one. Number two, any country that had that would have such a strong currency that it would kill itself as far as exports. So if you're a China and you still want to export a considerable amount of goods to the world, the last thing you want to have is a strong currency like that. Maybe it's okay for a Switzerland, which is a banking center, maybe a renewing banking center. I don't know. I think personally a lot of that stuff is overdone. Does that mean that China, to have a more broadly stable system, would want to have a greater percentage of its foreign exchange reserves and its official state reserves in gold? Certainly, they're doing that. They've clearly done that. But I think that when you start talking about these asset-backed currencies, especially gold ones, I think that's a stretch. I don't think we're in that world anymore, whether people like it or not, where that is going to be the determinant of future currency valuations.
You're saying that in spite of the fact that Russia and China are major buyers right now, and you're saying that in spite of the fact that China is starting a new gold exchange to rival price setting on the London exchange. That's interesting.
Well, Al, London has a gold exchange, and New York has a gold exchange. Sterling and the U.S. dollar have long since ceased having anything to do with gold and vice versa.
I think without some kind of a crisis, there's no way politicians will agree to an asset-backed currency because, you know, it's going to slow down their ability to spend recklessly. So it would take a huge monetary, a currency collapse to force politicians into that. So probably a long ways away.
That's kind of my thought on that whole aspect too, Gary, is just that you're taking the power away from the central bankers when you go to an asset-backed currency. And that's just in no way what they want to do right now, and that's in no way what I think any politician in any sort of power is heading down that road.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I don't like to admit when I'm wrong, but, you know, Corey, you're making a really good point. You made a really good point there, too, Gary. You know, I have a tendency to be a little bit idealistic, and I kind of discount sometimes the power-hungry politicians, and I really shouldn't do that, I guess.
Well, Al, you're right about that. However, what I was talking about, a partial asset backed, I wasn't talking in term of a single sovereign nation doing that, like Chris mentioned. I was looking at more of an international cabal with, let's say, special drawing rights where they finally decide to back some of it and however they feel it should be by just a percentage of hard assets. And because Chris is right, there's no country that can do this anymore, or they're going to get crushed in this type of economy if they take and look at it and do it by themselves.
In theory, a country's currency is backed by its productive capacity. So, you know, there is backing to any currency, but a central bank can, you know, obviously print a lot more than the country's ability to produce, and when that happens, then you tend to get inflation.
How about print even more than the country, if you look at it from the debt standpoint, has the ability to square their books, for lack of better terms? That's what's going on in the United States right now. The U.S. does not have the ability to ever square its books.
No, almost every country in the world is in that position. So every country is printing, and that's what's preventing the dollar from collapsing, because the dollar is measured against other currencies. And if everybody's printing at the same pace, then, you know, the currencies are stable when they're priced in against another currency. And we're getting inflation, unfortunately. For the bankers, we're getting it in stock markets, which is where they want it. They want it in asset markets. If it ever gets over into the commodity markets, though, then you have problems, because that tends to slow and cause recessions.
Well, guys, I think that that is a very good point, Gary, that you bring up there, and Al yourself, too. I want to switch it up a little bit now just because I feel like we've chatted about that for long enough. Let's talk about oil because that continues to move in directions both up and down. It was over $60 a barrel earlier this week and since pulled back by the tail end of this week. Was that nothing more than a dead cat bounce and we're heading lower in oil? Doc, you first.
I believe, and I said right along, Corey, for a couple of months, that we would get a bounce like this, and I expected it, and I believe that that's all it's going to be is a bounce, and I wouldn't be surprised to see real soon here that we start to move back down again. I don't think this is going to go anywhere significantly, this oil move, and I believe that we'll come back down again.
How about you, Chris?
Pretty much the same thing, guys. You know, I think that long-term oil at this price is not sustainable for a supply and demand situation. But right now, this rebound was premature. As I said this last week, it had everything to do with the dollar and euro going haywire against one another. Until that driver is done, until we get rid of the 1.5 million barrels of overproduction in the world one way or another, this rally is suspect. We may not go into the 30s. But I wouldn't want to be backing up the truck quite yet.
Gary, we talked about that this morning, Friday morning, rather. I'm sorry. We talked about that in a daily editorial. Do you think there's any money to be made in the near term in the energy sector?
I think there is, but I think we've got a counter trend, or we've got a corrected move that's going to probably play out over the next week or two. So be a little patient here. Wait for that corrected move, maybe back down to $54. And then I think we've got one more move up into the mid-60s, maybe even as high as 70. And then at that point, I think you got to take your profits and run because we're going to go back down and I suspect probably test $35, maybe in the fall.
You know, there's no denying that 2015 has been an interesting year for not only the markets, but also a lot of commodities. Gold essentially has been moving sideways, very, very much range-bound. Oil has been all over the map, you could say, after a big drop coming into 2015, then a sizable increase, and now we might be heading back down. And the conventional markets, too. A lot of sideways movements, but the ability to keep on getting bought back up. So who knows if we are going to see anything major come for the rest of this year. We are almost halfway through. But, boy, it's been an interesting year so far. Guys, really.
Understatement of the show. Thanks, man. Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Coil and Economics Report. Al and myself are joined by one of our favorite guests, especially in the junior resource market. We're chatting with Rick Rule right now. Rick, to start us off, I think the most pertinent information that we could get from you is some background on what is going on with yourself, more specifically Sprott, and the takeover of the Central Gold Trust and Silver Bullion Trust. Can you start off by explaining what is going on here?
Sprott has publicly announced that it intends to tender for the assets of the Central Trust's gold and silver trusts, which trade in the United States. The Central Trusts were pioneers in the certificated precious metals trust industry, very recently were the subject of a shareholder revolt. The shareholders' criticism of the Central Trust products were unlike the Sprott products. The Central Trust products weren't redeemable for physical precious metals. So in that sense, weren't an accurate proxy for holding the underlying commodity. One consequence of the fact that they weren't redeemable was that the Central Trust shareholders, for more than a decade, suffered double-digit discounts to net asset value on the exchange, while the equivalent Sprott products traded at par or at a premium to par or at a very slight discount to par. When we designed our products, we actually designed the Sprott products as a consequence of complaints that we had heard about the central fund products. And we believe that an elegant solution to the shareholder revolt at the central fund would be for us to tender for the assets of the central fund shares. The concessions that were demanded by central fund shareholders were simply that the units would become redeemable and that the discount be eliminated, which is something that we would do for them nicely. We have attempted to respond to central fund shareholders saying that the advantage some form of amalgamation was fraught would be in the first instance that we would directly exchange our units for theirs at net asset value. As a consequence of that, their units would become redeemable for physical precious metals, which would make them a more efficient tracking mechanism to owning physical precious metals. The consequence of that would be that the discount would disappear. But there's also another benefit. You know, Al, frequently people who buy physical precious metals do it because they're concerned about the financial structure of the financial services business in the United States and the fiscal structure of the United States government. And one of the things that Sprott has always attempted to do is maintain our own financial house in good order. And we think it's useful for holders of precious metals trusts to know about the financial condition of the sponsor and the manager. At Sprott, we publish those quarterly because we're public. Our financials are very transparent, and by the way, they're very good. $360 million in working capital, no net debt, and free cash flow positive. We know nothing about the financial condition of the sponsors of the central fund, the central trust product, because they're private and they have an understandable aversion to publishing, understandable for them, but not advantageous for the unit holder who wants full transparency, the type of transparency evidenced by Sprott. So we believe that we have a lot to offer those unit holders, and in fact, we believe that we have a lot to offer the market. It's instructive, you know, that in the last 4 or 5 years, which have, as you know, not been great years for precious metals and precious metals equities, that the Sprott franchise has raised almost $4 billion in new money in these New York Stock Exchange traded passive investment vehicles linked to precious metals. So the fact is that the market likes what we have to offer, even in very poor market conditions, for the good reasons that I have just described.
I think a couple of comments that I'd like to make. One is in the form of a question. The other one is in the form of a statement. I think that people are interested in the metal sector, not just because of what's going on in the United States, but I think they're interested in the metal sector because of what's going on around the world. I mean, you really can't discount the, and I'll use the word double D here, that you can't discount the disarray that's going on in Europe right now. I mean, that's, to me, you know, it's really, really scary how close the majority of that particular region could be just right on the brink of drying up and blowing away, for lack of better terms. But obviously, I think that's what is going to come back eventually and bring the resource sector to the point where you think it is right now, which is, as you said off mic, Rick, you know, it basically what we have right now is a closet bull market. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, you're absolutely correct, Al. And by the way, you're correct in your former statement, too. I was restricting my comments to the United States simply because most of the Central Trust shareholders are in the United States. But your point of view with regards to concerns on a global basis is absolutely accurate. More accurate, in fact, because the U.S. dollar is up by over 20% against most major world currencies. So the truth is, as bad as we have it fairly good. Now, back to your second question. In terms of the closet bull market, you know, Al, and I know, and you know, Corey, but many of your listeners don't, that gold is in a bull market in every currency in the world with the exception of the U.S. dollar. Gold has done very well for the last 12 to 14 months in yen, in euros, in rubles, in rupiah, not in the U.S. dollar. This reminds me of nothing so much as 2001, Al. You and I were both around for that. Gold price was doing poorly in dollars, but good in everything else. Then it started to rise in dollar terms as the dollar still did well against other currencies. Then the dollar began to roll over. And of course, we had that move in gold from $252 all the way to $1,900 through the last decade. I'm not assuming the past is prologue, but I'm sure not discounting it. If we move back from the bullion to the shares, in numerous conversations that we've had in front of your listeners, Al, we've talked about the fact that the market would bifurcate between the best 20% of the issuers and the worst 80% of the issuers. And that's precisely what we're doing, what we're seeing. The TSXV doesn't exhibit growth because 60% of the issuers on the TSXV are what John Kaiser would describe as zombies, companies with no reason to exist and negative working capital. there is another 20% of the companies on the TSXV that are sort of limping sideways. They'll probably survive, and they may be speculations, good speculations, when the market returns to favor. But the best issuers on the TSXV have put in some pretty solid performances this year. It's interesting to note also that when the best promoters, when the best houses go out to raise money in this market, they are not only able to raise money, they come back oversubscribed. And what's particularly interesting to me about that, Al, is that the money that is coming into these companies is coming in from very sophisticated investors. You aren't seeing the generalist mutual funds. You aren't seeing some of the hedge fund morons. You aren't seeing the public distributions to the lame, the halt, and the blind. A great example would be the fundraising 2 weeks ago by Robert Friedland in Ivanhoe Mines, where Zijin Mining, the largest non-ferrous metals mining company in China, put $100 million into Robert Friedland's South African and Congolese efforts at almost a 30% premium to market. This is smart money coming into politically challenged assets, or at least allegedly politically challenged assets, at what is allegedly the bottom of a bear market at a 30% premium to market. And that circumstance is not alone. The people at Oxygen Capital have been able to raise money. My friend Bob Quartermain at Pretium has been able to raise money. Even Lesser Lights have been able to raise money, provided that they have viable projects and provided that they price it in a way that's appropriate in the context of this market. And the other thing that's starting to happen is that stocks are moving on news. I'm thinking of a little London issuer, which is also held in Canada, Mariana, which released a good drill result in northern Turkey and traded the float three times over, gaining 100% in, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. We are in a market now where the better companies have caught a bid and are beginning to move higher.
You know, I have to agree with you 100%. The clause of bull market, I think, really does exist here. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been an awful lot of fun putting it together. Rick, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Thanks for your time.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's
what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.